Hi, today we have a question from Philippe. He writes in and says, I'm feeling super stressed. And I know this sounds weird, but I feel this tightness in my chest. Any suggestions? I don't want to have to take medication. Well, first of all, obviously, we just want to make sure that there's no medical concerns. But if I'm understanding you correctly, you just mean tightness from anxiety or stress, like a fluttering or a heaviness or pressure. And if that's the case, I definitely have a suggestion for you. So I'm going to back up a little bit and tell you a little quick story. I was doing my yoga teacher training program and I was assigned a bunch of readings, just great books for us to get through during the teacher training. And one of them was Start Where You Are by Pema Chodron. She's an amazing Buddhist monk. I love her. She's really one of my favorite people to read. But at this point in this yoga teacher training program 10 years ago, I didn't finish reading it. And I hate going public with this because it was assigned and maybe I need to give back my certificate. But anyways, I couldn't get past the first chapter. Pema would explain that when you feel stressed, anxious, or any other emotion you don't like, breathe into. Are you guys hearing this? Like into that part of the body, not out, right? But my natural inclination was to say, oh, something feels bad. I want out, right? Sometimes in yoga class, they'll say, breathe out all that stale energy, right? Or sweat it out if you're at the gym. So this whole concept of breathing into something that was negative, it really made no sense. So I dumped the book. I stopped reading it. It wasn't until years later when I saw her on, I think it was Oprah actually, Super Soul Sunday, and she was talking about it that I had my Oprah aha moment. You're breathing into the sensation to create space. So Philippe writes in and says he feels tightness in his chest, right? Some people feel anxiety in their stomach or their shoulders are just so tight, right? Their neck feels like it's on a block, or they have pressure in their eyes or behind their eyes or in their forehead, right? There's so many places where we experience the manifestation of all of our stress in our life in our bodies. Pema's point is, breathe into that space so that you can actually create room for it to start to dissipate, to go away. So our basic instinct is to want to push away what doesn't feel good, get it out of our bodies, out of our minds, right? So that crushing sense of anxiety that's in your chest, you want to get rid of it. You don't want to make space for it, but that's not how it works. The more you try to get rid of it, the more you press it down, the more you push it into your body, actually the worse it gets. And then if you're anything like me, you'll be trying to go to bed late at night and there it is. It's actually tenfold worse and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get no sleep tonight. So during the day, when you have time, make a little space for yourself, whether you are comfortable to sit cross-legged on the floor or you want to sit in a chair, it doesn't matter, but you want your spine nice and long. And we're going to practice a method called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N. So you can get some of the stress out of your body. Okay, here's how it works. Bring your attention to the sensation you want to go away, right? Where is it? Is it in your eyes, your chest? Just bring your attention there. Don't try to change it yet, okay? Just become aware of it. Then next, really become aware of how it feels, right? Like locate the spot and how it feels in your body. And again, don't worry about getting rid of it, changing it. Don't panic. Don't have the meta conversation of what's wrong with you. Just become aware. Now, if you know any breathing techniques, that's great. If you don't, I want you to breathe into that area. Say it's our friend Philippe. Philippe, just breathe as much as you can into that spot in your chest that feels constricted, right? So take a deep breath in. And as long and as slow as you can make the breath, the better. So breathe in starting at the pelvic floor, breathe into your stomach, and then just make as much space as possible in your body for into that sensation, okay? So imagine the space that's restricted, and as you breathe, it opens up, it starts to move, and then slowly over several breaths, that sensation, it dissipates. So you have tightness in your chest, locate that moment and take a slow breath into it. Create as much room as possible and repeat that a few times. If you do it 5 to 10 times, you will feel so much better, right? If you can also focus your mind on things around the room, come back to the table in front of you, the floor that you're sitting on, the chair that you're sitting on, the light in the room, this will help you stay in the present moment. Okay, so between those two things, this is my absolute best technique to remove stress from your body and let it go without pushing it down or just shoving it deeper in. So I waited 3 years to give it a try. I wish I had known it was the fastest, most effective solution. I would have done it right away. Set a timer on your phone for 1 minute and give it a try. If you like what you hear today, as always, thank you so much for listening. Hop over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, or write a review. Every little bit counts. Thank you so much.